At least part of it should be unsealed. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Despite arguments from government attorneys that it could jeopardize their case, a federal magistrate says some of the affidavit used to get the Mar-a-Lago search warrant should be made public.
The federal magistrate is giving the U.S. government 1 week to submit proposed redactions, but he did say that the affidavit in question should be at least in part unsealed. Media organizations are the ones who filed the motion.
So it generally will describe the nature and scope of the investigation, the nature and scope of the records sought by the government, and of course go over the details that justify taking the incredible step of issuing and executing a search warrant at the home of a former president.
Attorney Deanna Shulman, hired by Fox corporate sibling Dow Jones. The feds will get a chance to appeal if the magistrate doesn't agree with them on decisions to redact.
Fox's Evan Brown. Alan Weisselberg, the former CEO of the Trump Organization, pleading guilty Thursday to tax evasion by not reporting lavish fringe benefits as income. He's the only person who's been charged in a years-long investigation of the Trump Organization by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. 20 people have been arrested in Florida and charged with voter fraud for casting ballots when they weren't eligible to. Governor Ron DeSantis says they are convicted felons who had forfeited the right to vote.
They do not have the right to vote. They have been disenfranchised under Florida law, and Amendment 4 that passed specifically included people that have been convicted of sexual assault and homicide from being able to have an automatic restoration of their voting rights.
If found guilty, they each could get another 5 years in jail and be fined. Wall Street Thursday, the Dow gained 18 points. NASDAQ was up 27 points. The S&P 500 closing 9 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The government reports new claims for unemployment benefits fell a bit last week.
Fewer people were signing up for unemployment last week. There were 250,000 new claims for benefits, a decrease of 2,000. The number of people still receiving benefits, continuing claims, came in at 1.43 million. Though that is up from the previous reading, economists were expecting an even larger increase. The states with the largest increases in new unemployment benefits for the week ending August 6 were California, New Jersey, Texas, South Carolina, and Indiana. The largest decreases were in Connecticut, Michigan, Oklahoma, Georgia, and Maryland. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Three men, including a mafia hitman, have been charged in the killing of notorious Boston crime boss James Whitey Bulger, beaten to death in a West Virginia prison in 2018, hours after being transferred from a prison in Florida. He'd been serving a life sentence for 11 murders and other crimes. Murder charges have been filed in last week's killing of a North Carolina sheriff's deputy.
Arturo Marin Sotelo now faces a murder charge in the death of Deputy Ned Byrd. It's believed Byrd was killed after responding to a domestic incident. Wake County Sheriff Gerald Baker did not take questions, but identified Marin Sotelo as
one of the suspects that we believe is involved.
Investigator Lieutenant Walter Adams said there will be more to this story.
Future arrests are expected. Our team's still following up leads.
Marin Sotelo could face either life in prison or the death penalty. Wake County DA Lauren Freeman says an announcement could come in the next few months. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
In R. Kelly's federal pornography trial, a woman has testified the former singer abused her hundreds of times before she became an adult. Kelly is already serving a 30-year prison term on a racketeering conviction. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.